The conference will now begin.
Okay. All right, Sandra, here we go. Let's continue our path as we traverse through Rabbi Nassim, through Breslov. The Gevaldic adventure. Some of you have already gone through some of the pathways of Rabbi Nassim, so it's always a pleasure to continue. And those who haven't, I think, also start to appreciate the ways of Rabbi Nassim and the ways of Breslov. It really gives a person, Breslov in general, gives a person a whole mahalas, but not a mahalas from technical things necessarily, which it does, but just a focus, a way of being, an appreciation, just the ability just to go vaidya, not to get stopped, you know, along the way by too many things, if you know what I mean. And that's really what a lot of Tzaras Breslov is doing, is trying to untangle, unknot those things that we think are tangled, the things that are knotted. And says, I'll be dark, don't worry, don't worry. That confusion you had, don't worry, we'll explain it. The overwhelming nature, the anxiety, don't worry, I'll be dark, don't worry. We're going to figure this out and explain it to you in a way that you can connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu even in those places. And ultimately, you're going to be a happier, better person. So let's continue here. We're in Os Hay. We are discussing the tremendous sugya, of course, of Malchus, of Chochmat Tato, trying to reach a level of Hasagas Alakus, a very, very high level of perception of God. Or we explained it could be anything that is a high level, an idea or a process, like learning Gemara. In general, trying to learn Gemara is a very big sugya. It takes a lot of technical details. When you break that up into pieces, we're discussing that sugya, that you have to break it up into pieces, the vulnerabilities of breaking up into pieces, what happens, and how we need to connect to the Orpanim we discussed. We're going to continue that today. Continue to connect to the Tzaddik, who's going to help guide and open up a pathway of light, of godliness, into those little pieces that we think are so small and they're so irrelevant, or there's too many to count and it's overwhelming. No, don't be overwhelmed. There's a path. Each piece is a piece of a bigger binyan, bigger building. Hold on tight. Connect each piece in what it is. Don't think too much and just go weiter. Go to sleep if you need to go to sleep. If you're becoming overwhelmed, go to sleep. We said, throw away your das. Now's not the time for das. Now's the time for emunah. Allow the light of emunah into your life when you go to sleep. And then when you wake up, you'll wake up a happier, better, less cranky person. You won't just throw away projects because this piece is boring or this is too many pieces. You have a 500,000-piece puzzle. You're going to find a place in your house to do it. You're going to start it. You might have to take breaks from it. And you'll come back to it at the right time. I'll feed dog. Don't worry. Don't worry. It takes time, but you'll get there. So we're in Os Hay. And, of course, every halach in the beginning here of Lukuti Halachas is connecting to Chatzos. So says Rabbi Nassim, Zek Bechinas Kimas Chatzos. This inyan of trying to rectify the Chochmat Tata, the Malchus, trying to be Megala, the light that's within, and not giving up, and not allowing that those small pieces to be overrun, to be grabbed away by the Chochmas, Hagoyim, the philosophies, the Chitzonius, whichever form that comes in. So that's the Inyan of Chatzos. It's going to help us. Says Rabbi Nassim, Shetzrichim es Gabri Ma'ud Lo Kum B'Chatzos Laila. We have to try to wake up by Chatzos, or at least a little bit earlier. At least a little bit earlier than we do. But here he really means Chatzos. Why? Because he says, his Abba Ma'ud Achur Meis HaMikdash. Because we know the Inyan of Kinos Chatzos is to say Tehillim and to cry, whatever a person can do, to say Kinos for the Churban. Right? It's really, really then. Of course, it's a deep soul, it's a deep secret, and that's why it's from Kabbalah, and it's from very high places, and that's why it's a very difficult avodah. It's a very high-level avodah. But it's dafka through that kimas chatzos and crying over the churban that is the main, there's many ways to raise up the malchus, raise up those small pieces, but the main way, the way klali, is to wake up by chatzos and grab away the malchus from the other side, from the chitzonim and the klipas. Kiyadu v'kavamas, if you learn priyat chayim and perak aleph, ayin sham. Explain. Ki kishim es am pachur beis hamikdash, when a person mourns, aveilus, when he mourns different types of mournings on the beis hamikdash, ki ilu osik bivinyanu, it's ki ilu like he's dealing with the building of the beis hamikdash. As it says in Gemara, ki ha Kolamasabil, the Khuli, anybody who mourns the Beis HaMikdash, Zocha will merit Viroa to see Bisimchasa, to be able to see the Beis HaMikdash in its full grandeur. So what does that mean? You ever think about that? You've heard that line. What does that mean? What does it mean that if you mourn it, it's like you built it? You mourn the Chulam Beis HaMikdash, it's like you're also going to build it. What does that mean?
We appreciate what you're missing.
So what does that mean? Go a step further. If you mourn something, the emes, the more you connect to the mourning of something means the more you connect to the appreciation of what it was. Now, you can only mourn, really mourning. Of course, you can cry and rip your clothing over anything. You could fake it, but you're going to feel a real mourning based on how connected and appreciated you were of that thing. A person who loses a loved one versus losing someone who you didn't know so well, over the loved one, or the one you connected to, or the one you appreciated and you spoke with and you understood, you're going to cry much more, probably, than the person you didn't know so much. Although, of course, at the hespedim, the point of the hespedim is to let you recognize what did you lose. Stories and appreciations of who that person was, in order to bring a person to bechi, to mourn over what was lost, but by way of showing what you lost. Now, if you mourn something, and you really mourn it, and the way by mourning is to really appreciate, like Yanko said, to really appreciate what you lost, understand what you lost, in that appreciation, in that understanding of what it was, you just built it up. You now understand what it was in a much deeper way. That's how you're mourning. The mourning, M-O-U, right, crying over something, is the proof of how much you built it up in your mind, in your heart, in your life. That's the understanding. That's why it says anybody who connects to the Beis HaMikdash or who mourns is that you're thinking your das. Your das. You've built up the Beis HaMikdash in your life. And we could say, when I was looking this over, and also, Aleph Beis Lamed is also Osios Gal. Aleph Beis is Gal. So when you're an Ovo, you reveal that you really understood what you're mourning about. Again, to the exact degree that you mourn something is how much you understand it, how much you appreciate it. Yeah, of course, a person, some people are more emotional than others. Not about the actual crying, it's the mourning, however a person mourns. Some people mourn in silence. So whoever mourns is really building it up and really is going to be able to see it in its full grandeur and its beauty. And when you build it up through the mourning, through kinchatzos, through appreciating what it was, appreciating the loss, what you're doing is be'emes, in a spiritual life, you've built it up in your mind, in your heart, and then, if in your heart, in your mind, you have a Beis HaMikdash, then you're going to draw from the light of the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to be able to draw from the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's in your heart, it's in your mind. Shishon Ikor HaPanim. And the main light of the face of God, which we spoke about already, that comes from the Shalosh HaGolim, what were they doing with the Shalosh HaGolim? Aliyah L'Rego, where are you going? The Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the headquarters, is the nuclear power plant of all the Orpan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sharam Sheikha Mishal Shagolim. It's drawn down to the Shal Shagolim, to the Karbonos, to the Makom HaMikdash, seeing Yavoda, experience, feeling, being in awe, trepidation, connecting to the Rosh Hashanah. That's going to draw in all that light. Shahid Sheikha Malos Beis HaMikdash, right? 3 times a year you have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. Aliyah. Aliyah where? To Shalim. But where? The Beis HaMikdash. Liros, to see, the Pasuk says. To see is Pnei Hashem. That's what the Pasuk says. To see the Pnei Hashem, Kidei, L'Kavu, L'Panim. Not just to see, but to accept. We're Kalim. We're allowing that light into us. We ourselves are also Bechina of Chachma Tata. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chachmila. And what's the means? What's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends from the Chachma El Yonah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sagav Avikos, into our lives, to the Makom HaMikdash, to the place of the Mikdash. When you go there, you experience something that you cannot experience in Tzvas even. The Makom HaMikdash. Not in Meron, not in Bnei Brak, not in Yerushalayim, but in the by the Makom HaMikdash, there's an experience, there's a light of Kadosh Baruch Hu that you can accept, and you cannot get anywhere else. So if a person wants to experience that, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, or when he's not by the Beis HaMikdash, Kimas Chatzos, when you mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, that's the most intense time of the rebuilding in your heart and your mind of the Beis HaMikdash. Ask it through your mourning. And in that way, you're going to draw in a light to your chachma, to who you are, the chachma tata, the malchus, And when you wake up the next morning, you deal while you're awake. But when you go into the next day, you're going to be a different person. The light is going to enter into all of who you were, and every little piece of the puzzle that you deal with that day is going to be filled with light of the Or Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you connected to the Beis HaMikdash, you connected to the place where the light comes from and enters into those puzzle pieces. Another mahalach, he doesn't say over here right now, but the Mikdash is also a meaning of tefillah. We know, of course, the Mikdash is where the Kabbanah is, we have no Kabbanah, so we have tefillah. So if you're looking for a way to invite vitality, invite Or Panim into your life, so you can walk through a day, the simcha, confident, happy, powerful, you have to learn how to daven. Daven with das, like we said, the daven that you really mamish believe should be Hashem and Yisrael. Because in the same way that the makom of mikdash, when you build up into your mind, is going to allow the Or Panim in, it should be Hashem and Yisrael. It's the same thing. When you daven, you get the Shema Esrei, and you close your eyes, and you put your hands together like a malos, and you believe for at least one moment that she's Yisrael, Hashem and Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mamish right in front of me. And you can try to do it during the Sukkot Dinner as well, of course. You're becoming a keli, a vessel, or that Or Panim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the highest way. And your whole day is a different day. That's why a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, a Chazal knew that, we're weak. So that's why they made a mincha in the middle of the day. That's why they make a marv at the end of the day. To constantly allow that energy to be flowing through us without stop. Because our vote in the morning is not like the vote in the afternoon. Your vote in the afternoon is not like the vote at night. We have to constantly get that energy, that elukus, to flow in. Whether it's spiritual needs, whether it's gashmius needs, whether it's family needs. We constantly need that Or Panim to enter in. So says the Ibn Nasim, Nimsa we find Sha'ik Or Panim of Beis HaMikdash. The main Or Panim has come from the Beis HaMikdash. The vehicle to get there was Aliyah Baregel. But of course, people could go anytime they wanted to. But you had to go three times a year. Therefore, a person needs to what? Wake up at Chatzos. Wake up to the Mokum Mikdash, which is an Aliyah Baregel. Wake up at Chatzos, if you can ever connect to that, it's Mamash Aliyah Baregel. It's a different world. And to try your best, he says, with Abba Ma'od. Ma'od is a lot. It's deep. Amok. To mourn over the Beis HaMikdash as much as you can, because through that davka, you'll be zochi, you'll merit to feel, to see the simcha of the Beis HaMikdash. The simcha of the Beis HaMikdash is when you're getting hashpa, when you're allowing the hashpa, the shef of the Beis HaMikdash into your life. That's the simcha, so to fill yourself up. Simcha, the name of shleimus, to feel filled up from that simcha, from that makom mikdash. Alatzma, from to yourself, misham chiyus, mer panim shemer shem. From the chiyus, the vitality, the life force of that Or Panim that's from the Beis HaMikdash into your life. Lachayis b'chinas machzus, to give life to the machzus, to those little pieces in your life. When you recognize the whole, when you get a glimpse. If you're learning Gemara and you're still a novice and you're trying to understand the word and you're trying to understand the phrases, but you get a glimpse of what it could be like if you actually be able to read through a page of Gemara. You got a glimpse of what it's like to understand a machlokas and rishon, a machlokas and rishon, and you felt the connection to that. You see the makom mikdash. It's from that place. It's going to send you or send you energy to continue your avoda of understanding the words and the phrases and going daf by daf, which is arduous, which is hard work. But when you see that full dinyan of what it could be like, then it's going to give you the strength to continue on. And it could be anything in life, whatever we're talking about. Let's finish up here. The lower chokma, the broken up pieces, and ultimately to be able to reach, to put all the pieces together, to come back to what was once a glimpse, to put all the pieces together to have a higher reality, higher perception of that elukos. So we have our avodah worked out for us. Even if you can't wake up at Chatzos necessarily, which is the most intense zman. However, we have three parts. There's makom, there's olam, shana, nefesh. Olam means makom, means place. So the place of the churban is by the coast of Maravi. Then there's zman, which is time. The time for the churban is by Chatzos. But then you have something called nefesh, which means in the nefesh of every Jew, there's a place in the nefesh, not physical place, it's a place called the churban. A person could go into that any time. But Avigdor Miller would tell people, for 1 minute a day, sit down on the floor and mourn the Beis HaMikdash. That's it. 1 minute a day. that we could connect to. Even if you cannot connect to the place, you don't live in Eretz Yisrael. You cannot connect to the Zman, because the Chitmus Chatzos is very difficult. Connect to the Nefesh of the Churban. Take 1 minute a day, sit on the floor, think about the Churban, and then in that way you'll allow the Or Pana of the Beis Hamikdash to enter into your life. Wish you a good, beautiful, light-filled day. See you guys.
Thank you.
Ellie, you'll be in touch.
Yeah.